Blog Talk Radio.
We ask that you would remember Sister Lillian, Lord God. She's not able to be out this morning, Lord God, but she's on the phone, dear Father. We ask, Lord God, that you would continue to look down upon our dear sister with favor, Lord God. Father, she says she's not complaining, Lord God, but she's just, Lord God, dealing with some issues right now. And so, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would wrap your loving arms around our dear sister, Lord God, that I will touch her and heal her, Lord God, in her body, spirit, mind, and soul, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we know, Lord God, when you do, Lord God, Sister Lily is going to give you the praise and give you the glory and the honor due unto your name, dear Father. Oh, Lord, she's been through a lot, dear Father, but Lord God, you have been faithful throughout it, dear Heavenly Father. And so we ask in the name of Jesus that you bless her, dear Father, in every way she stands in need of. Remember her household, Lord God, in a special way. Remember, Lord God, Mr. Allen, dear Heavenly Father. Remember likewise Victor Jr., Lord God, we pray. Remember her neighbors, Lord, she comes in contact with. Father, we just ask that you would bless, dear Heavenly Father, our dear sister Lillian. Father, likewise, we ask a special prayer and blessing upon Sister June Webb and her family, Lord God. We want to thank you for this dear sister and thank you for all that you've done for her. Father God in heaven, as she continues to nurse her husband back to health, Lord God, we just ask that you would bless Sister June, Lord God. Lord, she's not able to be out, but she said as soon as she gets word from the doctor that he's okay, Lord God, she will be back in the service, Lord God. But remember him, Lord. Remember him, Lord, in body, spirit, mind, and soul, dear Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you, how you took him through the surgery, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, how you blessed him, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for how, Lord God, you are with him, Lord God, and you're healing him, Lord, in his body, Lord God. But heal him in his soul, Lord God. Heal him in his mind, dear Father. Continue to remember their daughters, dear Heavenly Father. Remember their grandbaby Stanley in a special way, Lord God. Remember all their grandchildren, dear Heavenly Father. We just ask a special prayer and blessing upon Sister June Webb and her family, Lord God. Remember her brother, Lord God, there in Detroit, Lord God. Likewise, remember her sister, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, we know there's a lot on Sister June's plate, but we know that you're able, Lord God, to bless our dear sister in a mighty way. Father, you haven't left her, Lord God. You haven't forsaken her, Lord God. But, Lord, you're bringing her through, and we know that sister's going to give you a testimony, give a testimony about how good you have been to her through it all, dear Father. Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus. We found out that Sister Holmes is on her way, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, that you watch over her, Lord God, that you bring her along safely, dear Heavenly Father. Be with her, and we thank you for this dear sister, Lord God. If you allow her to see July of this year, Lord God, she'll be 96 years old, dear Father. And Lord, we just want to thank you and praise you for the lives of all of our older saints, Lord God, how they are an example, Lord God, for those of us who are younger, dear Heavenly Father, how, Lord God, they've stood in the way, dear Father, how, Lord God, through adversity, Lord God, they still have served you, dear Lord, even in trials and tribulations, even in death and sorrow, Lord God, they stood, dear Father, firm on the solid foundation. They haven't moved to the left, nor have they moved to the right, but they've stayed in the straight and narrow way. And for this, we want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the examples you give. Thank you, Lord God, for their steadfastness in the work of thee, Father God. Bless them in every way that they stand in need of. Give them the desires of their heart. Give them strength in their legs, Lord God. Strength in their arms, dear Father. Strength in their minds, dear Father, to be able, Lord God, to do some things for themselves, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Father, we thank you this morning for all the saints gathering in the house of the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for those who may be still on their way, Lord God. Thank you for those who are downstairs, Lord God, ministering to the children, dear Father. Thank you for all the children that came out this morning, Lord God. It's so good to see them in the house of the Lord. It's so good at their teenage age, dear Heavenly Father, to be out, dear Father, hearing the word of God. We thank you, Lord God, for the words of advice advice that Brother Mann gave to him, Lord God, when he shared with him when he was 17 years old. He was serving the United States of America. He was in service, dear Heavenly Father. But, Lord, you kept him. You were there with him, Lord God. His mother and the saints here were praying for him, Lord God. And, Lord, as he left those words, dear Father, to the young people this morning, that they, Lord God, that to learn what they can about salvation, to know, Lord God, that the teachers, Lord God, love them, dear Father, concerned about their souls, yeah, Lord God, Lord, especially in the day and time in which we are living. But we thank you for our young people and ask that you bless them in every way they stand in need of. Remember some of them on their jobs that they have, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, that their jobs will not interfere with them being able to be in the house of the Lord, dear Father. But, Lord, they would allow their schedules, Lord God, to be schedules, dear Father, where they can work outside of Sundays, dear Heavenly Father, so that they may be able to be in the house of God.
Yes.
Father, we pray for all of our saints, dear Father, this day. And we ask a special prayer and blessing upon the family of Sister Fluellen. We ask that you would remember them, Lord God, during their hour of bereavement, Lord God.
Yes.
Father, we just ask that you would bless and be with them, Lord God. Father, we just want to thank you, Lord God, and praise you, Lord God. We thank you for the life of Sister Fluellen, and thank you, Lord God, for our dear sister, Lord God. But now she's gone on, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, we pray, Lord God, as her legacy lives on, dear Father, we all have a story to tell about what Sister Fluellen has done for us, dear Heavenly Father, and how she loved you most, dear Heavenly Father. So then that's how she was able to love us, dear Lord. And we thank you for that. We ask that you would bless in every way that their family stands in need of this day. Father, remember all those who are still on their way, Lord God. Thank you for the blessings, Lord God, of seeing Brother Levester here, Lord God. Thank you for blessing Sister Smith to be here this morning, Sister Millicent, Sister Melita, Lord God, and Brother Byrene, Lord God. And thank you, Lord God, even for our officer. If Officer Tripp is here, Lord God, we thank you for him. Ask your blessings be upon him, Lord God. Father, we just want to praise you this morning. Thank you for Sister Lawrence, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for Brother Maurice downstairs with the children, dear Father. Father, thank you for Sister Blake, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, I don't want to forget anyone, but I just want to thank you, Lord God, and praise you, Lord God. Oh, Father, I know I've been absent, Lord God. It seems like a long time, Lord God, but it's been a couple Sundays. I've been away from my post, Lord God, but I thank you, Lord God, that you had Sister Blake, dear Father, and Brother Byrene, Lord God. You had a ram in the bush that was able to step right in, Lord God, and continue to preach and teach the word of God so that your people might be fed. And Lord, you fed us in a mighty, mighty way. Father, we thank you for that and ask that you would bless. We ask that you would remember, Lord God, those who are sick and shut in on our prayer list. We still have a number of names, Lord God. Ask a special prayer for Sister Mann's, dear Father. Ask that you would be with her, Lord God. And Lord, remember friends and family members, Lord God, and co-workers, dear Heavenly Father, neighbors, Lord God, that are on our list. Father, we just ask that you would bless in a mighty way. Father, we ask that you get the joy out of the services today, the glory, dear Heavenly Father, that is due unto your name, dear Heavenly Father. Remember our president. Remember our vice president. Remember our world leaders. Remember our Congress, Lord God. Remember, Lord, our judges, dear Heavenly Father. Remember people in general, dear Heavenly Father. Souls need to be saved, Lord God. Remember the souls around the neighborhood of this church, Lord God. Remember those who have promised us, Lord God, that they would be out and be in the house of the Lord. We haven't seen them as of yet, Lord God. But, Lord, we're not going to stop praying for them, Lord God. We're going to be like Jacob, dear Father of old, dear Father. He said he was going to keep on until you blessed him, Lord God. And, Lord, we're going to hold on and keep praying, Lord God, until we see the fruit of our labor come to fruition. We just want to thank you this morning. We just want to praise you in every way, Lord God. Father, we love you, dear Father, with all of our heart, mind and soul, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you would do the preaching, you do the praying, you do the singing, dear Heavenly Father, and that all would be done to your glory and honor. Remember Sister Ferris Day and her family there in Boston, Lord God. We pray a special prayer and blessing upon them, dear Heavenly Father. Watch over them, dear Heavenly Father. Pray likewise that you remember Sister Sanders in Florida and her family, dear Father, in a special way, Lord God. Remember Sister Marvina there in New York, dear Heavenly Father, and her family, dear Father. Bless them and be with them, dear Father. Likewise, remember Brother Matthew. We thank you for him being here this morning. Remember his mother, Sister Sandy, Lord God. We trust she'll be out there, Heavenly Father. Remember Brother Monty, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that put a stir in him, dear Father, to want a desire to be in the house of the Lord, dear Father. Oh, we realize, dear Father, there are many things in this life, dear Father, that can keep us, dear Father, from being in the house of God. But Lord, your word said, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of such is, the more we see the day approaching. And Father, we do see the day approaching. Help us to be in our places, Lord God, that we may serve you in the beauty and holiness of thy eternal word. Now, Father, we ask that you get the glory out of our lives. Be with us, dear Heavenly Father. We just want to thank you in a mighty way for all that you have done this day. Thank you, Lord God, for your hand of love. Thank you for your hand of mercy. Thank you for your guidance and your direction. You told us in your word, dear Father, and all thy getting, get understanding, dear Father. So, Lord, we pray this day that you would give us understanding in your word. We pray, Lord God, that you would preach the message, dear Heavenly Father, that, Lord God, that open hearts and minds will receive what thus saith the Lord. And, Lord God, we'll be so careful to give your name this day the praise, the glory, and the honor due unto thee. In Jesus' precious name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Amen.
Shall we turn our worship the Lord to page 67? 67 in the worship the Lord.
Jesus' name above all names. Yes. 67 in the worship the Lord.
Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer.
God is with us. Amen. Giving glory to God this morning for his goodness. 10,000 tongues would not be enough to tell of the goodness of the Lord. Praise God this morning. Thank him. Just thank him. Amen. If you have to have an overflow in thanking him, help yourself. Amen. Thank God. Truly, he is worthy of our praise. Amen. Again, we give honor to Pastor Jenkins. Thank God for her. Thank God for the way that he has used her and is using her and the plans that he has for her. Amen. We just thank God. Because we know that it will all be to his glory and honor. Amen. And happy Father's Day this morning to all the fathers. We thank God. We know sometimes to the fathers it may seem like on Mother's Day, it seems like a whole lot goes on. It seems like the mothers get all the limelight. But amen. We thank God for fathers. Amen. Praise our God. So glad again to be here today and to see all of you, and we will remember in prayer, keep a prayer on our hearts for those who we pray are on their way, that God would give them traveling mercies.
But again, it's just good to be once again in the house of God, and a privilege to be among the saints, and a bit of a relief to be standing here and not there. But even in all of that, I thank God and say amen to his will wherever he would have me to stand. I thank God for his goodness. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He'll always make a way. Amen. But again, it's so good to have Pastor Jenkins back. I'm so happy that she is back, and thank God for how he used her to be a blessing even in Cincinnati, and how he just blessed, souls were blessed there. We also thank God for giving traveling mercies. We missed Sister Millicent also on last Lord's Day, and we just thank God. We were praying for traveling mercies for Pastor Jenkins and Sister Millicent while they were gone, and we're so thankful that God answered our prayers and brought them back. And we're just glad that they're here today. Amen. Glad that you're here also. Amen. Our responsive reading this morning is found in 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Amen. Thank God for his eternal word. Amen. We're told that the word of God tells us just how profitable the word of God is for us. Amen. Amen. For doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect. Our Sunday school lesson talked about the perfecting of the saints, and that's what God requires of us. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, and since there are only four verses, we'll read them all in unison, all right, rather than responsively. We'll read them all in unison. 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 1. Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man, and keep the charge of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself, that the Lord may continue his word, which he spake concerning me, saying, if thy children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail thee, said he, a man on the throne of Israel. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. All our heart and all of our soul. Praise God. Thank God. Amen. So thankful for the word of God. We look forward to dining on it. Amen. So glad to be here this morning. So glad to see you this morning, Sister Holmes. Amen. Amen. Sister Baleen, good to see you. Amen. Thank God. Praise our God. At this time, we're going to ask if there are special requests for prayer. We're so glad that in the Word of God, the Lord exhorts us to pray without ceasing. Jesus taught his disciples how to pray. And we are encouraged many places in the Word of God to pray, to make our requests known unto God. Amen. So we're going to ask at this time if there are special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Amen.
No place to go, no place to stop, no place to eat. No.
Amen.
Have mercy upon your love. Have mercy upon the dirt today.
Amen.
And I speak in a special way today. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
David and I are so.
Amen. 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 Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord, Brother Man. Brother Masses, remember our neighborhoods, all of our neighborhoods. Also remember the homeless people, those who are walking about, don't have anywhere to go, don't have a home to go to, don't know anything. Just remember them in prayer. Remember them in their soul, too. Amen. Remember them in their soul. Remember their needs. God is able to provide for their needs. So remember them much in prayer. Remember the service today. We pray that God would have his way, that his service would have full control in everything that is done. And remember our speaker today. We thank God for our pastor. And so we ask God's anointing on her, on she as she speaks the word of God, and us as we hear and take in the word of God, that we would obey it and stand on it. Amen. We need to be able to stand in this evil day. Just remember the lost and those who are undone without the Lord. Just remember us, that we'll be able to stand. Amen. That we will serve, even as the responsive reading said, to serve the Lord with all of our heart and all of our soul. Amen. And thank God for you, Brother Mann. And we're so thankful that the Lord has allowed you to see another birthday. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. Sister Regina.
The electric went off the other day at my funeral.
Yes. Yes.
From 4:30 in the evening to 4:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I was blessed. I did have a piece of cake to eat. Some lady in cake.
Amen. Amen. Sister Regina, remember Sister Regina, where even though her power went out, it was out for 12 hours from 4:30 in the afternoon till 4:30 in the morning, but God was with her. Amen. And her friend, he gave her a piece of cake to eat as well. Amen. Because the Lord sends blessings in all forms. Amen. And so we thank God. Thank God that he kept you. Amen. And remember Sister Regina, she has to go to the retina doctor this week. So pray that the Lord will be with her even as she goes. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Sister Carol.
She'd been kind of sick, but she was doing better, and she thanked me for the reading.
Mm-hmm.
I thank the
Lord. Amen. 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 Remember Sister Carol, and remember her unsaved loved ones. Amen. And remember her neighbor, Mrs. Dunn, that she has given reading material about the Lord, and she appreciated it. And so we'll continue to pray for Mrs. Dunn as well. Amen. Because the Lord is able to work in a way when we allow him to use us, the Lord's able to work through that. And so we'll remember her in prayer. Amen.
Sister Blake, let us continue.
Sister Lillian.
Remember James and Alan. Yes. She lost a cousin yesterday in Pontiac, Michigan, due to gun violence.
Mama.
And he's taking it kind of hard.
Yes, yes.
We remember him in a special way.
Amen, amen. James Allen, that's the gentleman who came with Sister Lillian. He's been here a couple of times with her, and he lost originally from Pontiac, Michigan, I believe. He lost a cousin to gun violence. So remember him in prayer. I remember Sister Lillian in body. She has swelling in her legs and feet, and so remember her much in prayer. The Lord will bless and touch her.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Sister Blake, let us continue to remember Sister Webb and her husband, Alonzo. Remember them and their family. Likewise, remember Mr. Dalton. I did reach out to him. He said he was going to be here today, so trust in the Lord, he'll still be here. And we, too, likewise, had our utilities were out, but we weren't out as long as her. We were out 5 hours, but the Lord blessed for them to come back on, and we thank God we didn't lose anything.
Amen.
Thank God for your prayers for us, for traveling mercies. Continue to remember our family. A special prayer for my Aunt Sylvia. She is still in the hospital. Remember her much in prayer. Some complications are going on right now, so just remember her much in prayer.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Sister Melita. Morning. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Sister Melita made requests for her husband Joby's family who are visiting here, and they'll be leaving. He says two brothers and a sister who will be traveling back to Georgia. So pray that the Lord will bless and keep them safe even as they go. And we're praying for them and for traveling mercies and also for their souls as well. Amen. Amen. Sister Smith.
I tell you, and I thank you all for your prayers, but I know I can feel it. I tell you the word I pray for you. Being that pleasant one who's good and joyful and holy and holy. And I thank you for your prayers, and I thank you for your prayers, and I thank you for your
prayers. Amen.
When I look at people today, I'm just sorry I waited so long, but I thank God for the prayers, and I thank you for saving me from the world of sins. I've had people that have passed away day by day.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to say, shoot people that believe in them. People are dying just like flies.
Yes.
People are dying to care. So one thing about it is to take my soul, I know my heart and soul is right. The Lord, I got to come out.
Amen. 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 And remember Sister Smith in prayer. She's all in for the Lord. Amen. Her heart, soul, mind, and strength. And just continue to lift her up in prayer because she's settled it. To stay with the Lord. Amen. Remember her unsaved loved ones likewise. Amen. Amen. Even as she encouraged the saints and the church to hold on to God. Amen. Amen. Sister Holmes.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Sister Holmes is thankful to be here this morning, thankful to be in the house of God. And she says that she knows it's because of the saints' prayers for her. And we just thank God because God does answer prayer in a mighty way. Amen. And so we thank God for you, Sister Holmes. Amen. Your faithfulness to God and his faithfulness to you. Amen. Other requests?
Also, thank you for your prayers for Olivia. Her surgery went well.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
She's got some more to go.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Good to see you, Olivia.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord.
Blake, I'm just thankful. Thank the Lord for all that he's done and his mercies unto me. And just ask that you continue to remember me. Much in prayer. I'd be ever so be with the Lord would have me to be.
Praise God. Thank God for you, Sister Millicent. Amen. We're praying for you all the time. Amen. Good to see Brother Javier. But wonderful to see Lily this morning. And just thank God. Just know that we've been praying for you. We've been praying for you and your household and your family. Amen.
Sister Blake, remember as we go about doing, some of you have probably heard about the two men that got into some kind of confrontation in the store. The one threw a pocketbook in the other one's face, and he took a gun out and shot him, and he died. And they were talking to the father of the boy that died, and he says, they knew each other, they didn't get along, but just so happened they happened to be in the same store at the same time. And he says, my son didn't even have a gun. And I thought about that, and I thought, Lord, this is what it's come to. You know, they passed these laws, and we just don't know. Somebody could dish us in line anything, and they turn you know, the end of the line's back here. You may lose your life just saying the end of the line's back here. They know where the end of the line is, but they want to get in front of everybody else. We just don't know, and it's serious. People have just start blowing people away for no reason. Stand your ground. I don't understand what a stand your ground is, because that's not standing your ground. Lord, have mercy on all of us, them too, because they need to be saved. But Lord, you know, if the Lord would go before us, when I pray, I always ask the Lord to guide me. And I thought about something that Sister Holmes always said, and the Lord brought it to me yesterday when I was praying before I had left to go to the store, to ask the Lord, Lord, if it be your will for me to go to the store. And I asked him for protection driving as I went into the store, because I had a couple of stores to go into. And I asked the Lord for protection when I went in those stores. It is, you know, I always ask the Lord for protection, but, you know, today, you got to be specific. Lord, protect me as I travel. Protect me when I go into these two stores. You know, the two stores I need to go into, that there's no harm to come upon me. I'm going in just getting the things that I need, or things that, because I was doing some last-minute shopping and things. And so just remember us all as we go. Times have just gotten to the point of it's dangerous. It's truly dangerous. Even going out in your yard cutting grass, we just don't know who may drive by and they don't like you or whatever it may be, and shoot. We need God's protection in all things that we do. Just remember us all.
Amen. 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 He is able.
He's
able to protect us. Amen. Now, are there any other requests? Amen. Amen. Understandable. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Brother Byron.
Thank the Lord for being here today. Just keep my family in your prayers. I'm not sure of all the things he's done. I know he sent a few pictures, but he has been on dry ground. And he was at Yosemite Park and one time traveled with him there. And I mean, I don't know if y'all was on Yosemite, the same thing, but
different states.
Yeah, okay. So he's been to a couple of national parks. Mm-hmm. So just keep them in your prayers as well. And my wife, Adler, my wife, and I.
Amen. Yes. Amen. 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 So true, Brother Byron. Amen. Remember Brother Byron. Remember his family. Lord, we keep them safe. He and his companion, also his children, Jacob and Madeline. The Lord would keep them safe. And as Brother Byron was talking about the perilousness of the times, the danger that we see, and as Brother Byron said, that people talk about the guns now and the gun legislation, and they don't need a permit now to carry a gun in the state of Ohio. I guess you just get one and strap it onto you somewhere and you go on your way. But even as Brother Byron said, when Cain killed Abel, he didn't use a .45 to do it. So if there's hatred and wickedness in a heart, as Brother Byron said, and someone wants to kill you, they'll find a way to do it. And it takes the transforming power of God to take that out of a heart. Amen. And it's not going to be done by legislation, by Congress, or by anything else. It takes the power of God to take that stony heart away and give a heart of flesh. Let's pray. We'll pray for one another, for safety, even as we go in and out, as Sister Millicent said. Amen. Brother Jackson. Yes, amen. Brother Levester said, remember his family, much in prayer, all of them. Yeah, and in particular of the Dalton family, his daughter and her family. They'll be traveling. They'll be going on vacation to California and Arizona. So pray that God will keep them in safety. And remember his son William, who's on his truck, and so he's, of course, traveling. Pray that God will bless and keep them safe. And Brother Jackson, Brother Reggie Jackson. My. Amen. 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 Brother Reggie Jackson said, remember the Vincent family who used to, when they were younger, used to attend here, and they lost an aunt and an uncle just within a matter of a few days. So remember that family in their bereavement as well.
Let's just remember Sister India. We don't see her as of yet, and also remember
Sister Amen. Remember Sister India. We haven't seen her yet, and also Sister Kiba, who we haven't seen for a few weeks now. All general requests. Amen. We thank God, because we know we can go to him, and said if we walk upright, we can ask what we will, and it shall be done. So after the hymn of meditation, we'll look to the Lord in prayer.
Shall we turn in our worship to the Lord to page 338? 338. Lord, listen to your children pray. 338. We'll sing this for a couple times. 338.
Lord, listen to your children pray. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children pray. Send us love, send us power.
Shall we look to the Lord and be agreed in prayer? Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear God, as humbly as we know how, dear God, thanking you, dear God, for being God. Thanking you, dear Father, for your saving and keeping grace. Thanking you, dear Father, for all that you have done for us, dear God. Lord, from the foundation of the world, dear God, we were on your minds, dear Father. And Lord, you gave this great plan of salvation, Lord, by which, Lord, we might be saved. Lord, this great plan of salvation by which we must be saved if we are to see you at peace, dear God. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for what you have done for us. We thank you, dear God, because from your throne of mercy, Lord, you look down upon us, dear God. And, Lord, you receive our petitions, dear God, given in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, dear God, for hearing from on high. We thank you, dear God, for taking up our case, dear God. Lord, whatever our situations might be, dear Father, Lord, we know, dear God, that when we come to you in faith and not wavering, dear God, Lord, you're able, Lord, to provide for those things that we are needful of, dear God. And so, Lord, we thank you in advance, dear Father. Lord, just for hearing our prayers, dear God. Lord, we thank you in advance, dear Father, for considering, dear God, our needs, for considering, Lord, our burdens, for considering our afflictions, dear God. And, Lord, when you look down in love, Lord, upon us, Lord, we know, Lord, that you're going to take care of our situations, whatever they might be. Lord, we know, Lord, that you will honor, Lord, our concerns, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear God, our coming together. And we pray, dear God, that you would be in our midst. And we pray, dear God, that you would have full control, Lord, in everything that is said and done. We thank you, Lord, for how you allow your saints, Lord, to come in and go out, dear God, to travel, Lord, and you bring them back safely, dear Father. Lord, we give you glory, dear God, because you hear, Lord, our prayers, Lord, on their behalf. Lord, you answer our prayers and you grant traveling mercies, dear Father. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what you have done. Lord, you allow us, Lord, to go in and out of our homes, dear God. And even as Sister Millicent said, Lord, when we pray to you, dear God, and ask you, Lord, to keep us, dear God, in your dear Son's name. Lord, you keep us, dear Father, from harm and from danger. And we thank you, Lord, for that. We know, Lord, that past blessings will not suffice. And so we come to you afresh, dear God, asking, Lord, that you would keep your people, dear God. Lord, you told us in your word, dear God, that these perilous times would come, dear God. And, Lord, we see them, Lord. We are a witness, dear God, to these things that are happening, dear Father. But, Lord, we are also a witness, dear God, of your power in our lives, dear God. And we know, Lord, that same power, Lord, that redeemed us, dear God, and lifted us out of darkness into light. Lord, that same power is able to keep us safe from harm and danger, dear God. And so, Lord, we look to you asking, Lord, for you to keep us, dear God, in these perilous times, dear God. Lord, you said, Lord, that the days would be perilous. But, Lord, you also said that you would not forsake us. Lord, you said, dear God, that you were able to keep us, dear God. And, Lord, we know, Father, that what you have done, dear God, you are still able to do. And so, Lord, we put our full trust and faith in you, dear God, knowing, dear Father, that you're able, Lord, to keep us.
Lord, you're able even, Lord, to keep our loved ones, dear God, even though, Lord, they may be out of the ark of safety. Father, we know, dear God, that you are able, Lord, to keep them, Lord, because of our prayers for them. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would keep them safe, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember those who are lost and undone. Lord, those, Lord, who do not have know you, Lord, in the pardon of their sins. Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, that your spirit, Lord, would strive with them, would trouble them, dear God, that they not, Lord, have pleasure, Lord, in sin. Oh, Lord, we know, dear God, that it is a trick of the enemy to try to make them think that they're living the life, to make them think that they're doing all right, to make them think that they're fine and will always be fine. But, Lord, we know, dear God, that the enemy lies, dear God. He lies to souls in order to destroy them. And so, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that your spirit would speak to their hearts, dear God. Help them to realize, Lord, that they don't have all ways, dear God, to find you, dear God. Lord, they don't have all ways, dear God, to seek you for the pardon of their sins, because tomorrow, Lord, their life may end. They may be called into eternity, lost and undone. And although it may have been on their heart to one day seek you, when they have time, or to one day come to you, dear God, to one day seek salvation, Lord, that one day may never come. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God, and cause them to come running, dear God, to thee, asking, what must I do to be saved? Lord, help them, dear God, Lord, not to reject thee, dear God. Lord, for, dear God, their salvation, dear God, the day of their salvation, dear God, is now, dear God. Not tomorrow, dear God, not the next day. Then maybe they've established some age that they think they'll reach. And then at that age, they'll come and serve you. But, Lord, that age may never come.
Amen.
Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God. Lord, all of our unsaved loved ones, dear Father, all of our unsaved friends, dear God, our unsaved neighbors, dear God. Lord, we think, dear God, of those, Lord, who have even come into this house of God and sat under the preaching of your word, dear God. Lord, and have been told the words of salvation and what it's going to take, Lord, in order to be rescued, dear God, from being hell bound. And dear God, some of them have left, dear God, and they've never returned, dear Father. We don't know where they are. We don't know, dear God, what caused them not to return, dear God. Lord, we don't know, dear God, why they didn't come to an altar, dear God, and seek you, dear God, for the salvation of their souls. But, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember them, dear Father. Lord, if it be possible, dear God, Lord, that they would turn their life over to thee, dear God. Because we know, dear God, if they've sat under your word and heard it preached, Lord, if they've heard the invitation, dear God, from the Holy Spirit to come and be saved, Lord, and they reject it, dear God, we don't know, dear God, whether they'll ever receive another invitation. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that, Lord, they would come, Lord, and serve you, dear God, while you may be found. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember bereaved families everywhere, dear God. Lord, those that have lost loved ones, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember the Johnson family, Lord, the Dill family, dear God. Lord, remember them, Lord. They lost their aunt, dear God, in Texas, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless and comfort their hearts, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them, dear Father. Lord, remember their Aunt Sylvia, dear God. Lord, we know, Lord, this was her sister that she lost, dear God. And Father, she's up in age herself, dear Father. So, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would give her a touch, dear God. We know, dear Father, Lord, that she was in the hospital, dear Father. But, Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able, Lord, to give her a touch and strengthen her, dear God, as we lift her up to thee in prayer, dear God. Remember her children and her grandchildren, as we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember the request that Brother Reggie brought, dear God. Lord, for the family, the Vincent family, Lord, who lost an aunt and an uncle in close time, dear God. Father, we're asking, dear God, that you would bless and comfort them in the name of Jesus, dear God, for you know all about it, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Brother Levesque's request, Lord, for his family who will be traveling, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you would bless and keep them safe, dear God. Father, we're thankful, Lord, that they have the opportunity, Lord, to go away on vacation. But, Lord, we've been praying for their souls likewise, dear God. So, Father, we're going to offer a prayer, Lord, again, for their souls, dear God, Lord, and that you would, Lord, bless them, dear Father. Speak to their hearts, dear God. Lord, perhaps this is an opportunity, dear God, for you to show them something, dear God, even as they're traveling, dear God. Lord, of how, Lord, we've been praying for them, dear God. Lord, how you have blessed them to even be able to take this vacation, dear God. Lord, but we know, dear God, that, Lord, you grant these blessings. And so, Father, we're praying, Lord, that you would bless and be with them, dear God, but speak to their hearts, Lord, even while they're away. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, not for getting his son William, dear God. Give traveling mercies, dear God, as he's on his truck, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would bless him, Lord. You've kept him in the past, dear God. Lord, most of all, Father, we're praying, dear God, for his soul, dear God, that he would just surrender himself to thee, dear God. He knows that the saints have been praying for him. He's out there on the road. He has seen, Lord, how he's been able to avoid various storms, dear God, various things, dear God. And Lord, it's the prayers of the saints, dear God, that have been with him. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would just speak to his heart. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, Lord. We thank you, dear God, for Sister Maria's request, dear God. And Father, pray, dear God, that you'd remember their family in a very special way, dear God. And Father, remember Liam, dear God. Lord, you know, dear God, what he stands in need of, dear Father. Lord, we know, Lord, that you're able to grant this request, this blessing, dear God. And pray, so we pray, Lord, to touch upon him, dear God. Lord, we realize, dear God, that there are stages of that children go through, dear God, all children, dear Father. Lord, where they sometimes they'll act out a little bit. And that's all children, dear God. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, your touch upon Liam, dear Father. Lord, that he would learn obedience, dear God. Lord, that he would, that it would be, Lord, a blessing even to his parents, dear God. And we pray, Lord, that you would give added grace, dear God, to Brother and Sister Belton in the name of Jesus. Give them the strength that they stand in need of. Give them the wisdom that they stand in need of. Lord, provide, dear God, whatever's required, dear Father. Lord, for classes for Liam, dear God, whatever it might be, Lord, we know, Lord, that you're able to supply. You've already supplied many things. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless once again, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you just bless. We're thankful, Lord, to see Sister Holmes, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to be with her. Bless her, lift her up, give her the strength, dear God, that she needs from day to day to day, dear God. This we beg of thee. Thank you, Lord, for Brother Mann, dear Father. Pray, Lord, to continue blessings upon him, dear God. Remember his request, Lord, for our neighborhoods, dear Father. Those who are in need, those who don't have homes, dear God, those who are hungry, dear Father, those who are wandering around, dear God. Lord, we realize, dear Father, sometimes there are those, dear God, who have mental afflictions, dear God, and they'll take them into net care or somewhere and keep them for 30 days and then just release them to the streets, dear God. Some of them are wandering around. They don't even know who they are, dear God. Father, we're praying, dear God. We're begging, dear God, that your mercy, dear Father, be bestowed upon them, dear God. Bless them, help them, dear God. This we ask of thee. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to bless me. Thank you, Lord, for Sister Regina, dear God. Lord, how you blessed her, dear Father. Lord, you kept her, dear God, even through the power outage, dear Father. Lord, provided, dear God, even provided food for her to eat, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for what you have done for our dear sister. Pray, dear God, you continue to be with her, dear God, even as she goes to the doctor, dear God, to the eye doctor. Pray, Lord, that you would bless her. Keep her, dear God. Go before her, dear Father. We're thankful, Lord, for what you've already done, Lord, for her eyes. Pray, dear God, that you just continue to touch her and bless her in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember Sister Lillian in a special way, dear Father. Lord, we thank you for her, dear God. Pray, dear God, that you would continue to be with her. Bless her. Touch her in her body. body, dear God. Lord, you know, dear God, what she stands in need of, dear Father. And pray, Lord, that you would just touch her, dear God. Touch her legs, dear God. Lord, you know, dear God, the cause for the swelling, dear God. We don't know, but, and Lord, even if we knew, we couldn't do anything. But, Lord, you know, and Lord, all power in heaven and earth is in your hands. And so, Lord, we're asking, dear God, that you would touch her, dear God, as only you can touch, Lord. Give her relief, dear Father, in her legs, dear God. Father, we pray that you remember her request, dear God, even for James Allen, dear God, and his bereavement, dear God, to have lost a cousin to gun violence, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would comfort his heart, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that these times that we live in, dear God, Lord, these things can happen, dear God. Even as Sister Millicent said, and going to the store, just to the bank or wherever we might be going, dear God. Lord, we just don't know, dear God. Father, when gun battles may break out, dear God, that don't even involve us, and we'd just be innocent bystanders, dear God, caught in a crossfire, dear God. So, Lord, we're praying, dear God, for your protection, dear God. Lord, remember and comfort, Lord, James Allen, dear God, in a special way, dear God, for his heart is heavy, dear God, and taking it very hard. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would help him to know, dear God, that, Lord, that death, how in whatever form it comes, dear God, may it comes because of the wickedness in men's hearts, dear God, even as Brother Byron said. So, Father, we're praying, dear God, for the hearts of mankind, dear God, Lord, that they would be saved, dear God, that this wickedness and this violence, Lord, in hearts, dear God, Lord, may be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Lord, just continue to have your way. Bless our pastor today. Dear God. Remember each request that was brought, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, for Sister India. Remember her and her family in a special way, dear God. Lord, remember Sister Kiva, dear Father, in a special way, dear God. Father, praying, dear God, that you would speak to her heart, dear God. We listen, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to her, dear God. Remember Sister Webb, dear Father. Pray, Lord, your blessings upon her and her family, dear God. Thank you, Lord, for how you've already touched her companion, dear God. Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would touch him, Lord, not only in his body, Lord, but also in his soul, dear Father. Help him, Lord, to feel the prayers of the saints, dear God. Lord, even as the saints are sending him cards, dear Father, Lord, to strengthen him, to encourage him, dear God. Help him to know, dear Father, that the saints are mindful of him and are lifting him up to thee, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would bless and strengthen Sister June, dear God, in a very special way, dear God. Help her also, Lord, to feel the prayers of the saints and also their children and their grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Also little Stanley, their grandson, dear God. Lord, just continue to have your way. Remember Sister Smith, dear God. Lord, just remember all of your people, dear God, one by one and name by name, dear God. Lord, we don't want to omit anyone, dear Father. So, Lord, just remember us all, dear God. Lord, have your way in this service, Lord, and anoint Pastor Jenkins, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would anoint her with power from on high to preach your eternal word, dear God, that our souls might be fed. And truly, Lord, we'll give you the glory, and all the praise shall be thine. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Praise God. I am before you to lift the morning offering. This is the third Sunday of the month. By the way, this coming Saturday is the fourth Saturday, so it's food pantry time again. But the Word of God says that for the elect's sake, the Lord would shorten the time, shorten the days. And as we see these days that seem to be passing so quickly, we know that it's the Lord's word.
Yes.
Amen. God is the author of time, and when the Lord says there will be time no longer, there will be time no longer.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So teach us to number our days. Amen. Help us to redeem the time, because the days are evil. This is the third Sunday of the month, so the special offering for today is for the food pantry. And we may place that offering for the food pantry in the center plate, and our tithes and offerings we may place on either side. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, once again we come to you, dear God, thanking you, Lord, for all that you have provided for us.
We know, Lord, that anything that we have, dear God, you gave it to us. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue, dear Father, to receive our thanks and praise, dear God, for all that you have done for us. We pray, dear God, that you would receive these offerings, dear Father. And we pray, Lord, that you would use them to your glory and to your honor. Bless each gift and each giver, dear God. Lord, use our lives, dear Father. Lord, not just, dear Father, what we can put in the plate, dear God. Lord, our time, dear God, our talents, our strength, dear God, our minds, dear God. Help us to devote them to thee, dear God. Lord, that you might receive the glory out of all things. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
We will devote this song to Brother Mann. It is truly wonderful.
He pardoned my transgressions. He sanctified my soul. He honors my confession. Since by his blood I'm whole. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Glory to his name. He brings me through affliction. He leaves me not alone. He's with me in temptation. He keeps me for his own. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Glory to his name. He keeps me firm and faithful. His love I do enjoy. For I shall be grateful and live in his employ. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Glory to his name. He pardoned my transgressions. He sanctifies my soul. He honors my confessions. Since by his blood I'm whole. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Glory to his name. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Glory to his name.
Amen, amen. Amen. It's wonderful. Everybody will be happy over
there.
Everybody will be happy over there. We won't have to worry about the things we were praying about this morning.
Amen.
The requests we put in.
Praise our God.
So there's a different land over there. Lord, you're a beautiful lady. Everybody will be happy
There's a happy land of promise over in the great beyond, where the saints of earth shall soon their glory share, where the souls of men shall enter and live on forevermore. Everybody will be happy over there. Everybody will be happy. of all ages will join in the triumph song. Everybody will be happy over there.
And suddenly get happy. Hey, man, you got to take your happiness with you.
Yeah.
Amen. There's reason to be happy.
Amen.
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 He saved our soul. He made us whole.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, we'll be able to sing a song that the angels can't sing. Amen. Because they haven't been redeemed like we have.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank God. Everybody will be happy over there.
Amen.
Amen. Because in order to get there, we've got to be redeemed. Only the redeemed will walk there.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for his
Amen.
Goodness.
Amen.
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 Thank God for his word.
Amen.
Because we know that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
Yes.
And so we had to have the word of God in order to have the faith, in order to get redeemed, in order to be happy here and there.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
So we're going to lift up our pastor in prayer as the word goes forth.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Shall we stand for a moment? Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so thankful, Lord. We're happy this morning, dear Lord.
Amen.
thankful, dear God, for what you have done for us, dear God, through your eternal word, dear God. Lord, through your eternal spirit, dear God, wooing us, dear Father. Lord, we're praying, dear God, that that same eternal spirit, dear God, would preach through our dear pastor, Pastor Jenkins. Lord, that you would endue her with power from on high to proclaim the acceptable day of the Lord, to preach the word of God, to preach words of life, dear God, to souls, dear Father. Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would bless and have your way, dear God. Empower her, dear God, through your word, dear Father. Lord, that souls, dear God, might be redeemed, dear God, by faith in your word. Lord, increase our faith through your word, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, your anointing, dear God, upon your servant, Pastor Jenkins. We pray, Lord, your anointing on your word. We pray, Lord, your anointing on us, dear God, to receive your word, because we know, Lord, that your word is good for our souls. Have your way, dear God. Help us, Lord, to devote our full attention, dear God, to your word this morning, dear Father. Help us, Lord, even to prepare, Lord, to meditate on it once it's gone forth, dear God. For we know, Lord, that your word will not return unto you void, but, Lord, it will accomplish, Lord, the purpose for which you have sent it. So, Lord, send your word, dear God, in spirit's power, dear God, Lord, that we might receive. Have your way, Lord, and bless, dear God, in the furtherance of this service, in the name of your dear son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God, head of my life, and God for each and every one. Giving honor to Sister Blake this morning. This afternoon, I should say, thank God for each and every one of you. Thank God for his blessings, traveling mercies, blessing us as we traveled out. I told Sister Blake, it seems like I've been gone for a little while. I had to look down in the Sunday school book, and I saw A's by my name. That's not normal. But I thank God that we're here today. Amen. A means absent. And I thank God that I could put a P there this morning for present. Thank God for that and for all your prayers. And I say to all the dear fathers that are here today, happy Father's Day to you, my brothers in Christ, and also those who are listening in. I thank God for each and every one of you. You're an inspiration in my life, and I thank God for that. I don't have my earthly father here with us anymore, but I thank God for how he blessed us to have what I call the best dad in the world. And I thank God for that. He's truly missed, and I thank God. And I thank God for each and every one that's listening in and continue to remember. I did receive another little message from Sister Webb. Just remember them much in prayer. Continue to remember her companion. We thank God for what he's doing for him and how he's bringing him through, but we just ask that you continue just to hold a prayer in your heart for her and the family in a special way. In our hearing, we read 1 Kings, the second chapter. I trust you have your Bibles with you, and I thank God I see Mr. Dalton here. I reached out to him yesterday, and he's a man of his word. He told me he'd be here, and so I thank God for that. Trust you have your Bibles. And turn with me to 1 Kings, the second chapter, and I say to the young people, as Brother Mann said to you this morning, we're here to learn the word of God. And as Sister Blake said downstairs, we're not going to be able to make an excuse when we get into the judgment and to say to the Lord, well, you know, I was sleeping through that message, because God's not going to hear it, because we shouldn't sleep through God's word. You find yourself a little tired, stand up. Because God's word is important for all of us. Not only you, but all of us, to hear the word of God so we'll know how to serve him.
Amen.
In his word, there's a specific scripture in Ecclesiastes 12 that says to the young people, he said, remember thy creator in the days of thy youth. See, that's a specific scripture to tell us to remember the Creator in the days of thy youth. He said, before the evil days, while the evil days come not,
nor the years draw nigh. And we're living in a time right now, we're seeing the evil days are upon us. Sister, and then we're talking about the perilousness of time. When you're not able to even go into a grocery store, or get in an argument with somebody, or have a disagreement, so to speak. Someone pulls out a gun or whatever they're going to use to shoot and kill. That's the time in which we live right now. So the word of God says, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. You want those days not to come where you don't want to have any pleasure in God, because God is the only one that's going to be able to carry you through. Your talents and your abilities, they may not last you the rest of your life. You may not be able to do the things that you're doing right now when you get a little older. But one thing for sure, when you know Almighty God, that will last you through eternity. To know him as your personal Lord and Savior, it will allow you to be able to spend eternity with Almighty God. So remember thy Creator. 1 Kings 2, let us go back there to get the subject the Lord has laid on my heart. We will look at verse 2 and verse 3 of that scripture. Lord bless. I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man. And keep the charge of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and his testimony, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, whithersoever, thou turnest thyself. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to share some thoughts with you on the subject, a father's walk with God. A father's walk with God. As we said, we want to take time to recognize our earthly fathers. As we know, this day has been set aside as Father's Day. And as we said, happy Father's Day to all of our brothers in Christ and to all those who may be listening in. I trust you know what an honor and a privilege it is to be a father, to have sons or daughters who share your genes, and who will carry on your legacy. The 127th division of Psalms, verse 5 says, happy is a man that has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. As we know with motherhood, fatherhood comes with an awesome responsibility to train up our children in the way that they should go. I know that this can be especially difficult because right now, saints of God, we are living in a world of entitlement. We're living in a world that has forgotten Almighty God. We're living in a world that has chosen happiness over holiness. We're living in a world that has lost all of its moral teachings. A world that is going after things that are not according to the will of Almighty God. But as in parents in general, you and I don't get second chances at raising our children. God help every one of us as we are rearing our children in these perilous times in which we are living right now. You see, our Heavenly Father has given us an opportunity to raise them right now in the fear and admonition of him. If we make the wrong decisions right now, and if we don't train them up in the way that they should go, we cannot go back and say, I want to start over. We celebrated Mother's Day a few weeks ago. And in that message we preached was honoring God's favor. And yes, we said that mothers deserve to be honored, but so do our earthly fathers and also our heavenly father. God Almighty deserves to be honored. We are told in Revelation, the 4th chapter, in verse 11, these words. Please turn with me there for a moment. said in the word of God, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. You see, one day we will all stand before the great white throne of God in the judgment day. The Bible tells us some to honor and some to dishonor. However you leave this world is how you will meet Almighty God. I'm looking to stand before him and to praise and honor him because he is worthy to receive that glory. I believe in my heart, saints of God, as we just sang in the song, everybody is going to be happy over there. I believe in my heart that heaven is going to be an amazing place, and I'm looking forward to my eternal home. And in this verse we just read in Revelation, it gives you and I a picture of what it will be like to be there with Almighty God. It will be filled with all of God's awesome and all of God's beauty. We will be filled with overflowing love. How many believe that to be so? We will be gathered around the throne of God and worshiping the Lamb who was slain. The elders will cast their crowns before him and will cry out, holy, holy, holy. Oh, and finally, the creator of the earth and everything in it will receive the honor and the glory that is due unto his name. But that doesn't just start over there, but it starts right here in this life in which we are living right now. What do you say in Sister Renee? We're told in Psalms, the first chapter, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Do you believe God is good this afternoon? For his mercy endureth forever. You see, our earthly fathers are just as important in our child's life as our parents, as our mothers are. Father's Day is an opportunity for all of us to be able to tell our dads just how much we love them. But we also can tell our Heavenly Father just how much we love him too. Amen. Praise our God. As we said, I thank the Lord for you, brethren. And I thank the Lord for my father. My dad is no longer with us, but I thank God that when he left this world, he knew him as his Savior.
Praise God.
And I thank God that my parents, when we were growing up, they were not saved. But later on in life, they gave their lives to the Lord. And they raised us. They were God-fearing parents. And they raised us in the right way. Although they were not saved, they made sure that we came to the house of God. And we're taught the word of God. You see, and that's the way it ought to be with all of us. But we ought not just to send our children to church. We need to come with them so they can see that salvation is for all mankind. See, this is where God, where the way is that we walk with Almighty God. So how is our walk with God this afternoon? Are we walking in the way that God has asked for us to walk? Are we walking in a way where our young people are going to be able to see Almighty God in our lives? Let us turn to Galatians, the fifth chapter, and let us look at what it says there in the 25th verse. It says to you and I, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. We are told these words in 1 John 2, verse 6. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. You see, Jesus walked according to the will of Almighty God. Amen. He said in John, the sixth chapter, in the 38th verse, these words. He said, for I came down from heaven not to do my own will. Oh, Jesus didn't come here to do his own will, but he came to do the will of his Father. He said, but the will of him that sent me. And him that sent him was Almighty God. Jesus was the messenger for Almighty God. He came here to seek and to save that which was lost. He went on to say, and this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that of all which he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. He went on to say the Jews, the scripture goes on to say the Jews then murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. You see, there is always someone standing around, saints of God, that is there to challenge what we are saying about Jesus Christ. There's always someone standing around. If they did it to our Lord and Savior, they'll do it unto you and I. They're always there to challenge how our walk is. But as a father, how is your walk with Almighty God? As a mother, how is our walk with Almighty God? He went on to say there, and they said, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven? And Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, he said, murmur not among yourselves. Oh, saints of God, this tells us a lot in this passage of scripture. You know, mankind may not hear what we're saying. Mankind may not hear us murmur under our breath, but Jesus hears it. God hears it. He said to them, murmur not among yourselves. He said, no man can come to me except the Father, which has sent me, draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Do we believe the word of God? He said, and it is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that has heard and has learned of the Father cometh unto me. Oh, Jesus was letting us know that it is written in the prophets that they shall be all taught of God. It is a responsibility of the ministry to teach about Almighty God. God didn't place us in the ministry to joke and to gesture around, but to teach every man about Almighty God. He goes on to say, not that any man has seen the Father, save he which is of God, he has seen the Father. Praise our God. Oh, we thank God for his word. You see, just as Jesus was a manifestation of God to the world, we are to be the manifestation of Jesus to this old world. When the world sees us, they ought to see Jesus Christ in us. And when we walk as he walks, they will see that in us. In 2 Corinthians, the third chapter, turn with me there for a moment. He says there in verse 2 of that scripture, he said, ye are our epistle. He said, written in our hearts, known and read of all men. He said, for as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, he said, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. You see, our very lives should be a witness to the power and goodness of Almighty God working in us. We are living epistles known and read of all men. We show forth God's acts in our lives. You see, people are watching you and I each and every day, saints of God. Do you believe that? We are God's representatives here on this earth. Our conducts as Christians must not only appear right, but must be according to God's guidance. Our conduct is not just on Sunday morning when we come into the house of God and we're saying, praise God, oh, you be blessed and I be blessed. And then on Monday, we live like the devil. Monday through Saturday, we live like the devil. That's not according to God's word. Oh, praise God for the brethren that we have in this congregation. I thank God for them that they're not ashamed of the gospel of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ. I thank God when we come in here on prayer meeting Tuesdays. I thank God for the brethren that are here with us. I thank God for Brother Maurice and Brother Levester and Brother Tony. I know others are praying. Don't misunderstand what the Spirit is saying. I thank God for when I hear them praying and praying for their loved ones, praying for their children, praying, Brother Levester, praying for his children, praying for his grandchildren, Brother Maurice praying for his family members, his brothers, his sister, his aunt, his cousin, and even and all of those in his family. when I hear them praying out to Almighty God and Brother Tony praying. I thank God for the brother we have in the house of God. I thank God for their dedication to the work of Almighty God. Oh, these are brethren that you can look after. These are brethren you can look at, and you can see that God is living in their lives. Oh, they are witnesses for what God has done for them. Oh, you see, to be a witness of Almighty God, we've got to live right in this old dying world in which we are living. We got to live right before mankind so that mankind can see our good works, which are glorifying our Father, which is in heaven. In our passage of scripture this morning, when it became clear that David was dying, he called Solomon and charged him to be faithful in his role as king. He told Solomon to be strong, and he told him to show himself as a man. David continued by encouraging Solomon to study God's law so as to walk in God's ways. He went on to let him know to keep his decrees and his commandments. He told him his laws and all of God's requirements. You see, in order to rule by the light of God's holy law, Solomon would need moral strength not to be swayed by public pressure. And we're living in a time right now where many in the ministry are being swayed by public pressure. They're being swayed by those that are coming in to say, oh, you can't teach to us these things. You need to teach differently. You need to say things that are different so you can draw people into the house of God. But see, we need more men right now so that they won't be swayed by those who come in. That we need them to be steadfast and unmovable. We also need men in our society to be that way in general, to show themselves as man, not just a man, but as a man of Almighty God. Turn with me to Genesis, the sixth chapter. You Bible students know the story of Noah. I know when we think of Noah, we oftentimes remember of his building of the ark. We see this as his greatest achievement in life. But let us meditate a little bit on the fact that Noah's great success was as a father. Oh, yes, he was a successful father because he walked with God, the word of God tells us. We are told these words in Genesis, the sixth chapter in verse 8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. You see, Noah witnessed to others. And he saw to it that every member of his family was saved. Can we say that as saints of God? That all of our family is in the ark of safety. Oh, I know we cannot save our loved ones. But do they see a God-fearing man or a God-fearing woman of God that tells them that there's a difference in this life so that they can be looking to Almighty God? Turn with me to 1 Peter, the third chapter. And let us start at verse 15 in this scripture reading. I want to get a good connection. He says there in the word of God, he said, but sanctify the Lord. Oh, saints of God, we are being told here to make holy, to consecrate, to live for God. You see, as a saint of God, we are to live separated lives from this old world in which we live. Jesus didn't pray that we be taken out of this world, but he prayed in John the 17th chapter for us to be kept from the evil of this world. How? By being sanctified through the truth of God's eternal word. You see, while living in this world, we are to live sanctified lives to the glory and honor of Almighty God. Right now, our world is confused about salvation. How many believe that? People don't see salvation as it ought to be. We have those who profess to be saved. They wear the name of Jesus around. They wear big medallions around, of crosses. They walk around and they see all kinds of good things, but they live as though he has no bearing in their life whatsoever. Many lives, or many live worse lives than a ranked sinner lives. There are some Christians right now that don't even live up to the name of Christian. They call themselves a child of God, and yet they are not living according to the word of God. Oh, saints of God, the Lord allowed me this past week to have a heart-to-heart with someone concerning about salvation. Oh, this individual, they talk about salvation. They talk about living for the Lord. They talk about living saved. They talk about all these wonderful things that God has done for them, but yet they make excuses for living right. There's no excuse for living according to the word of God. There's no excuse for a saint of God not living to where God would have for us to live. Why? Because the word of God tells us how we ought to live as children of God. The word of God tells us what will be acceptable and what will not be acceptable in the kingdom of God. We're going to come back to 1 Peter, but I want you to turn with me for a moment over to Ephesians, the 5th chapter, and look at what it says there. Oh, I thank God for the word of God. I thank God for how it was left on work record. I thank God that there's a reason why God has put pastors in their place, and that is to teach the word of God. God wants us to teach it in season and in and out of season. We're living in a time right now where Christians have become consumers. What are you saying, Sister Renee? In the natural, you know, all of us are a consumer. We go out into the marketplace and we buy. We can go. We have our choices of grocery stores that we can go to. If we go to this grocery store over here and we don't like what they do, we have the choice to go to another grocery store. And if that grocery store doesn't meet our standard, we can go to another one, and so on and so on. And now Christians are becoming just like that. They come to a church, they hear the word of God, and the word of God pricks their heart and pricks their soul. And because they don't like what the preacher is primarily preaching, they say, well, I'll go find a church that's going to teach me smooth things, that's going to prophesied unto me to see, that's going to allow me to live my life the way I want to live my life. And Sister Blake spoke about it. She didn't know what was in the message, but Sister spoke about this when Sister was praying. Oh, we're living in that time right now where people don't want you to preach the word of God, but my Bible tells me to preach in season and out of season, when they want to hear it and when they don't want to hear it. Why? Because there will come a time where mankind will not endure sound doctrine. Are we at that time right now? Oh, saints of God. You see, Joel Osteen didn't build the biggest church preaching on sin and repentance, but he built that big old church that's there in Texas on telling folks about being blessed and telling folks about prosperity, not about coming to Jesus for salvation and getting your soul right with God. Praise our God. We can let down on the standard here, saints, and we can fill up every pew in this house of God. But one thing I want you to know, it is not my responsibility to fill up these pews. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And the word of God also tells us the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Praise God.
Amen.
My responsibility to preach the word of God and to teach it as God has given it to me to teach the word of God. Oh, I thank God for his word. And I thank God for how it's left on record for you and I. Thank God when I look into the word of God, he tells us how we are to walk. He tells us how we are to live. Turn with me to Ephesians 5. We'll come back to 1 Peter in a second. But turn over here to Ephesians 5 and look at what it says. He said, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. You may say, Sister Renee, this is supposed to be a Father's Day message. Oh, it is a Father's Day message, because any message that we give when it comes from Almighty God, it is talking primarily to you and I as saints of God first. And when we are doing according to God's will, it fits right into our roles as fathers and mothers in this life. He said, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. He tells us, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Oh, praise our God. He went on to say these words. Listen, he said, but fornication and all uncleanness. You think about it, saints of God. Paul had to tell the church there at Ephesus these words, that today mankind has to be told the same thing, but fornication. We're living in a time right now where Christians feel that fornication is all right. No, it's not in the sight of Almighty God. He said, in all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once what? Named among you as becometh saints. Then he went on to say this. He said, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving up thanks. All saints of God ought not to have what they would say, a potty mouth. Our mouths ought to be praising Jesus Christ. You hear people in our world today, they use a curse word, and then they say, oh, excuse my French. I was in the presence of someone, and they were explaining something to me, and they got a little, they were just sharing something with me. We weren't having no argument or nothing. We were just talking. And then they began to talk, and then all of a sudden they were sharing how they had gotten upset about something that happened. And then they started to curse and say, oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. Be sorry before God, not me. I don't have a heaven or hell to put anyone in. I'm living for Almighty God. As Brother Tony and I yesterday, when we went out to the graveyard and we were looking around, there's souls out there in that graveyard. Time is winding up. Death is coming on every hand. Every time you turn around, someone else is dying. And it's closer and closer and closer. Went back and I looked back and I thought to myself, Lord, just in the past, the Lord, we are allowed to see September of this year be 5 years. My dad's been gone. And just in that five-year span, we have lost close to 10 family members. I can name them all for you. And it's all been in like almost rapid session each year. 2017 was my father. 2018 was my brother-in-law. And Brother Jonathan, he went home to be with the Lord. And then later on in 2019, it was Brother Carol, and then my mother went to be with the Lord. Then later on that year, it was Brother Morgan that went on to be with the Lord. And there could have been some others in between that. And then there was 2020. I had lost my sister-in-law, my husband's sister. And then later on, I believe it was that same year, I lost my cousin, my father's niece. We lost her. And then we turn around in 2020, we lost her. Oh, thanks to God, we just keep right on going. You see it? Oh, death is at hand. That's why we got to be ready. We had to make our peace calling and election sure right now. And then we've come into this year, 2022, February, my brother. And then we turn around again, my aunt in May. And now we turn around. We've lost Sister Flu Ellen just a week ago or earlier this week. Death is real, and it's happening. I say to the lost, get ready. Don't be getting ready. Be ready. Amen. It's time to be ready. As Brother Byron says to us, we have to stop getting ready. Let's be ready. We don't know where death lies. Right. Praise our God. Praise our God. He went on to say there in that fifth verse, he said, for this ye know that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Don't let anyone fool you. If you have these things in your life, you're not going to get into the kingdom of God. He went on to say, let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Oh, to our young people, don't look out there in the world and see these people out there and think, oh, these rappers are enjoying themselves. See, God is not pleased with that kind of a lifestyle. Don't inspire to be a rapper, but inspire to be a child of God.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, be not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Here he says to you and I again, walk as children of light. Praise our God. Let us walk as children of light. You see, a sanctified life requires consecration. And consecration requires commitment, requires loyalty to Almighty God and to the things of God. Consecration stands in opposition to lukewarmness. Brother Byron spoke about this on Wednesday night. You see, in the book of Revelation, there is an example of a church who was not consecrated. In the book of Revelation, Jesus had a message for seven churches, beginning in Revelation the second chapter and through Revelation the third chapter. He let them know just where they stood with him. In Revelation 3, turn there with me for a moment and look at what he says there in that 15th and 16th verse of Revelation the third chapter. You see, he was speaking about the Laodicea church. He let them know these words. He said, I know thy works. Thou art neither cold nor hot. Oh, this is Jesus speaking to them. He was letting them know about their heart, half-hearted service for the Lord. You see, you can't have a half-hearted service for God and still believe you're going to make it in. You know, the song said, I put my whole heart in his service, and I do all he asks of me. Is your whole heart in the service for Almighty God? See, God wants that whole heart. He wants all of man, not just part of us, but God wants all of us. He says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. He said, I would that thou wert cold or hot. You see, God would rather you to be just a stone cold rank sinner or on hot fire for the Lord, sir, servant, not someone who's lukewarm in the middle, trying to straddle the fence and say, I'm saved, but then sometimes I'm out there in the world or I'm in the world and then I'm saved so that you can sing in the choir. Not so. God wants all or none. You're all, either all in or you are all out. He says, so then because thou art lukewarm. See, God's talking about the lukewarmness. He said, neither cold nor hot. God said, I will spew thee what? Out of my mouth. God is letting us know you're neither cold nor hot. You're lukewarm, so I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. You think about that in the natural saints of God. Many of us, when you go in and want a cold cup of water. Now, some of us, like me, I have to drink mine lukewarm because of my sensitive teeth, but normally people want a cold. I want some ice in my water, right? And if someone brings it to you and you don't like it that way and it's lukewarm, what do? You spit it right out of your mouth. That's what Jesus is saying. If you're lukewarmness, he said he's going to spew you out of his mouth. Let us be on fire for the Lord. Let us love God. Help us, as Sister Blake says, to do those things that are pleasing in the sight of Almighty God. Let us go back to 1 Peter, the third chapter. Look at what it says there in that scripture. He says there in that 15 verses where we started reading. He said, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. He said, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. He said, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. Praise our God. Amen. Oh, thank the God. You think about it. God has us covered all the way. Amen. Someone may be out there speaking evil of you. But look at what he said. He said, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. Oh, thanks to God. Let us all, as Sister Smith prayed one Sunday morning, let us search ourselves to see if we have a problem, see if we need to be consecrated, see if our dedication to God is not where it ought to be, and let us measure up to the word of God. You see, now is the time to make sure that we are right with Almighty God. And when death comes, time will be no more. You can't make it right once you die, but you got to do it right now in this life. Therefore, we need to put the spotlight of grace upon our lives right now. And that goes for me, too. We have to have it on a saint of God each and every day. How many know what I'm talking about? We got to ask God to search us. We got to ask God to try our hearts. We got to know if there's any wicked way in us and lead us in the way that's everlasting. We got to know how we stand with Almighty God. Oh, yeah, we're living in a time right now where tempers are being flared up about various things. You go in some place and someone may be spouting off about something, and you may just even look over, as Sister was saying, and you may look over at them, and then they may start on you, because people are right now, they are living on the edge. Everybody wants to pick a fight with someone for some reason, but God would not have us as the people of God to be that way. Remember what he said in the word of God. He tells us in a scripture, he said, a soft answer turneth away wrath. Saints of God, we've got to know how to give a soft answer. Oh yeah, they may be yelling at you on the phone. They may be saying all manner of things, but you don't have to yell back. You don't have to get ugly back at them, because Jesus said, the word of God, says a soft answer turns away wrath. Then as a saint of God, we ought not to be walking around angry at everything that's going on. Because the word of God says anger lieth in the bosom of a fool. We don't want to be angry about everything that's happening. We want to turn and turn our eyes upon Jesus. As a song poet says, turn your eyes upon Jesus, and the things of this world will grow what? Strangely dim. In the light of his what? Glory and grace. Praise our God. Amen. Praise our God. Thank God for his way. Thank God for living the way God wants us to live. That's why, saints of God, we got to come to the house of God to be fed the word of God. Come to the house of God to fellowship one with another. You see, our social calendars ought not to override our spiritual obligations to Almighty God. I understand there may be times when some saints may have to work and go places. And sometimes we do. Our families are going on a vacation or something. That's not what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. But we ought to be in the house of God when we are able to be in the house of God, to be here with the saints of God. There's some saints in their older age that are not able to be here like they used to when they were able, but they make sure that we call them. They make sure that they're present in the service. You know, Jesus said these words in Luke 9, verse 23. He said, if any man will come after me, let him what? Deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. You see, being a follower of Jesus requires more than just a separation from sin. It requires us to be consecrated to the things of God. Sanctification requires holiness. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. We are living in us with you. We are living in self-deception. If we think that we can maintain a relationship with Almighty God while living unholy lives, that is not according to God's word. Let us measure up to the word of God. I thank the Lord for our Sunday school lesson. We learned in the Sunday school lesson how perfect we are to be. We are told to be unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That's what we were told in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 13. We were told, the commentator said, that we are to be as good as Christ. Praise our God. What a high standard, the commentator said, that we have to measure up to. But you think about that, saints of God. We want to make it in. That's what God is requiring of us. God is requiring for us to walk the way that Jesus Christ walked. He's requiring us to do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Turn with me there to Ephesians, the fourth chapter. And let us look at this just for a moment. And what he said there in that 13th verse, starting with verse 12. Oh, Sister Drill, the children on this morning downstairs. She asked London this over again, over and over again, till London got it correct. And then when we came upstairs, he got it. He didn't get it right the first time. And then Brother Byron said, "Well, if you keep on, well, you'll get it right. You'll answer it right." But he said right here, for the perfecting of the saints. We were talking about the gifts of the Spirit, and he said there in verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. He went on to say, till we all come in the unity of the faith. See, God wants us to be unified saints and of the knowledge of the Son of God. You got to know Jesus Christ. Amen. This is why he said, my people do err for lack of knowledge. We can't err on the things of Jesus Christ. We got to know those things in our jobs, in our natural jobs. We learn what we have to do so that we won't err and make errors when we're working on our jobs. How much more should we know the things of Almighty God, have the knowledge of the Son of God? He said, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Oh, we've got to be as good as Christ Jesus. Praise our God. Praise our God. This is saying why, saints of God, we've got to have on the whole armor of God. I know we went through a series on armor, but armor comes up all the time, and I thank God for it. Our armor is needed even in rearing our children in this day and time in which we are living right now. You see, the enemy is attacking our children. He is using the tricks of the devil to fool them into believing that dad and mom are holding back things from them. The devil has them saying, I can't wait until I turn 18 when I don't have to listen to my parents anymore. My parents don't understand me. The devil has them out there on the internet searching thing for things. And some have gotten themselves mixed up into some satanic things. Let us as the people of God remember what we are told in the Word of God, to train up our children in the way they should go. I know that we cannot keep them from all the things that are going on in this world, but we can block them from a lot of things that are happening. Saints of God, we've got to be aware of things. And I say this in love because, you know, I was listening the other day to my grandbaby, the youngest one. Well, not the youngest one, but the one just above him, and I'm not mentioning his name. I had to say to his mom, I said, where did he get that from? And she said, it must have came from school, Mom, because we don't use that here at this house. And I said, I know that. And I'm speaking of mince oaths. Oh, you remember that?
Yeah.
We were taught about that in Sunday school. It's an indirect expression or replacing or part of a profanity, blasphemous words. You see, as fathers and mothers, we have to make sure to stop them from using these words. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Our kids are saying things that we might not know what the meaning of them are. I know the Spirit had given me a message some time ago to speak to our children about not allowing our children to use the letters OMG in text messages. Many of them are using them, and you hear them say it out on the street. I've even heard adults say, OMG. See, OMG does not reverence our Heavenly Father. And there are plenty other saints of God. Maybe on Wednesday night, we can get into a discussion about them. Because there are words that our children are using that we need to know what they mean. Because they're not meaning what they're saying.
Yeah, that's right.
They're meaning something else that they're saying it to you. And we need to understand that. See, our children need to know God, and they need to know the fear of Almighty God. The Bible tells us these words. Turn with me to Proverbs, the first chapter. And look at what it says in verse 7 of that scripture reading. It said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. See, our children need to know how to fear God. And you, we as fathers and mothers, I know this is Father's Day message, but I can't speak about fathers without speaking about mothers. We as fathers and mothers have to train up our children in the right way. It said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. You see, that is one thing I can say about my father and my mother. They didn't serve God, but they didn't allow us to say things. They didn't allow us to say certain words because they were borderline cursing. And I thank God for that. Oh, some laugh today because my parents wouldn't allow us to say simple words that a lot of kids were saying. They didn't allow us to say them. They didn't allow us to say lie and all that kind of stuff. We had to say, you're not telling the truth. I remember that coming up. How many know what I'm talking about? See, back in the day, you know, they'll say, you know, back in the day, they didn't know a lot. They weren't educated, but they knew one thing, how to raise their children. They knew one thing, that they weren't fools. They knew when a child was saying something, what that meant. They may not have been to school and didn't get the education that some of us got today, but our people, our folks back in that day, they understood the word usage that children were using and did not allow it in their home. Praise our God. We've got to raise our children according to the word of God and stand for truth and righteousness. Let us go back to Genesis, the sixth chapter, and let us look at Noah. Praise our God. Noah had some of the same hurdles of raising children as our fathers have today. In Genesis 6, verse 5, you may not be able to read them all out, but you can read them in your leisure. He raised his family. He was raising his family during a time of extreme wickedness. In verse 11 of that same scripture, he's raised his family during a time of extreme violence. And then in verse 12, it lets us know that he was raising his family during a time when God and his ways were being ignored. And then in verse 17, he raised his family against the backdrop of the impending judgment of Almighty God. You see, Noah raised his family during an exceedingly difficult time. Yet in spite of all this, Noah made certain achievements that identified him as a successful father. The Bible tells us in verse 9 of Genesis 6, these words, it said, Noah walked. He said, these are the generation of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. You see, this is important for us to know. You see, Noah was a converted man. There are two words that tell us about Noah. And he had grace and he was also just. And we know that grace is the unmerited love and favor of Almighty God. Grace shows us our sin, and it provides us with the faith to turn to God for salvation. The word just refers to our standing before Almighty God. You see, to be just means to be right with God, to be in a right in God's sight. We are told in Romans 5, verse 1, these words, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, although we are celebrating Father's Day and we're speaking about fathers in this message, there's still a need for us to talk about the salvation of Almighty God. There's a need for mankind to know that mankind needs to be saved. Our Heavenly Father never gives a message to us without us offering an invitation to come to Almighty God. You see, if an invitation to come to Almighty God is not given, how will a lost man or woman know that they need to be saved? Praise our God.
Amen.
That's what the gospel message is all about. It's about bringing mankind to Jesus Christ. It's about letting mankind know about Almighty God. God is not happy with souls being lost in our world today. You know, information about God is prevalent. Information is even out there on the internet about Almighty God. If one says, well, I don't understand, you can go out on the internet and you can read about God if you want to. But I say go to the Bible and read what thus saith the Lord. The Bible will give you everything you need to know about salvation. The Bible will tell you everything you need to know about living for Almighty God. I say to you, don't let the world fool you with the notion that you can live any old way that you want to and still make it into the kingdom of God. Praise our God. Not so.
Amen.
We're told in the seventh division of Psalms, verse 11, that God judges the righteous and God is angry with the wicked every day. Although God may have mercy on you and he is having long suffering for your soul, God is angry with you every day. And he has given you an opportunity to repent and come to Almighty God. Praise our God. How many know the peace of God this afternoon?
Amen.
You see, when you have peace with God, it brings you into a right relationship with him. When Jesus is trusted by faith, you can enjoy immediate peace with Almighty God. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Romans 5, verse 9 lets us know that God's wrath is turned away. In 1 John 2, verse 2, it lets us know that heaven is satisfied. And in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 18, you can read these all in your leisure. Old enemies have been reconciled. I know I've heard people say, and I've probably said this myself too, saints of God, not knowing until the Lord showed me in the word of God. I would say to people, have you made your peace with God? But we don't make peace with God. He made peace with us at the cross.
Amen.
We are told in Colossians, the first chapter, these words. Think about it. In verse 20, it says to you and I, it says, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. You see, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ made peace over 2,000 years ago. When he died on the cross, and then when we accept him as our Lord and Savior, then and only then do we have peace with God.
Amen.
We are told these words in Ephesians, the second chapter, and verse 8. He said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Do you believe that this afternoon?
Amen.
He went on to say, not of works, lest any man should boast. Our works in this life will not save us. In our day and time, there's a lot of human effort that's being made in hopes of people securing salvation in Christ Jesus. Religion and religious works are not going to get you into the kingdom of God. There's a phrase that we used to hear years ago, and it used to say, it goes this way. It says, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. What do you say, and Sister Renee? People are out there wanting to do the right thing and want to obey all the rules. But it's sad to say that people are not aware of their sinful nature. And they believe that they can good their way to the kingdom of God. Not so.
Yes.
Not so. They believe that whatever good works that they're doing right now is going to result in them getting in. It is sad to see the state that people are in right now because the ministry is not preaching the word of God. Many are not telling the truth. Many aren't getting messages as the Lord gave Sister Blake the last two Sundays. The bedrock of the church of God, who we are and what we believe. Oh, saints of God, the Lord brought the word of God to us. He gave us all many, many, many scriptures for us to go back in and to read and to meditate upon. Oh, Sister gave us enough scriptures that we probably can read them almost to the end of the year and studying and going back and meditating on what God has told who we are and what we believe. We were listening, reading out of the Sunday school lesson this morning, the very same thing about the church of God. Little Haley was reading it about the church of God. Just having the church of God on your door doesn't mean anything. But what is in your heart? You see, you can have church of God and still be living like the devil. We can have church of the church of God, meaning the only one, the church of God on the door out there. But inside, we are not living according to God's word. That's not how God would have us to live. God would have us to live according to his word. God would have us to live and do the things that are right in his sight. Last Sunday, I was there
when I was away attending the funeral on Saturday for my aunt, my mother's sister, and Sister Millicent, and my brother, Brother Myron, was there. We were watching the ritual that was being performed by what they called Father, which is against the word of God, because we're told in Matthew 23, verse 9, and call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your Father, with a capital F, which is in heaven. And speaking in their spirituals, not talking about your natural fathers. But it just saddened me that my aunt didn't know the truth about salvation. As my brother and my sister were sitting there, we were sitting at the table after the ritual was over with. And I say a ritual because her eulogy or her funeral became one of offering the ordinance. And they were there offering up the ordinance and various things in the church. And there were people we saw jumping up and going up and who come up to take the ordinance. And later on, when we were there with them at the home, their lives were not lives of those who were living for God. Because you saints of God know the word of God when it says about taking of the ordinance. And the sacredness of the Lord's Supper. And Paul specifically lets us know in the word of God that a man must examine himself because you don't want to partake unworthily. But then I had to think about it, that it wasn't sacred in the first place. And why are you saying this, Sister Renee? Because while we were sitting there at the table during the repast, there were all these other tables and they were pretty empty. But he made his way, the minister made his way to our table along with another one, came over and sat down with us and began to talk. And saints of God, I tell you, listening to this so-called man of God using curse words, Sister Milton was there, saying things that were totally inappropriate for someone who had just held an ordinance, joking about things that was not appropriate, did not honor him at all. I had the opportunity, because as we were sitting there, he said something to Sister Millicent and I, because he's a twin, and he said, do you know the story of Esau and Jacob in the Bible? And Sister Millicent said, yes, we know it quite well. And he went on to say something about his brother, his twin brother, and said, well, I hope something happens to him and not me. And then he turned around and he said, oh, no, I'm just kidding. Then he started using, he said a word, and I'll share that word with you on Wednesday night. I don't want to say it in front of the children because I know, you know, as they say, children, little ones, are listening, especially little Tatum. And they take words, and I want to make sure that I say this word and so you have an understanding, but I'll share it with you on Wednesday night. I had an opportunity to say something to him. And then when I left, I was standing outside with the family, and the young lady that was there listening, she came up to me and she said, you are very compassionate about what you believe. And I had to think about her words to me, saints. And I thought, yes, I am compassionate about what I believe. Why? Because our God is in the life-changing business. No matter where your story or my story began, God has rewritten it for us so that our ending destination will not be hell, but will be eternal in the heavens. Praise our God. And oh yes, as a sister read on last Lord's Day, Sister Blake, our God specializes in heart transplant. He changes us. He is known for transforming sinners into saints, translating us from the kingdom of darkness
into the kingdom of light. You see, part of our calling is to show compassion to this hurting world. Our world needs to see that we are children of God, that we are fathers and also mothers that are walking with Almighty God. And we're doing all to the best of our ability that God has given to us, that we have been chosen by Christ Jesus and not the other way around. We're told these words. Turn with me to John, the 15th chapter, and look at what he says there in the 16th verse. He said, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit." Here we're talking about the fruit that he's telling us to go forth and bring. And that fruit is souls to be saved, and that your fruit shall remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Praise our God. We have been called beloved for a reason, saints of God. God has given us a new heart, and he has put within us his spirit. We are told in Colossians, the 3rd chapter, in verse 12, these words. He said there, "But put on therefore the elect of God." He said, "Holy and beloved bowels of mercy." He tells us kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Saints of God, we've got to put these on.
Amen.
He said, put on. Just like we got up this morning and put on our clothes, we as the elect of God have to put on holy and beloved bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. He went on to say, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If men, any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you also, so he forgave you, so also do ye. Praise our God. As saints of God, walking with God, we've got to have on the bowels of compassion that God would have for us to have on so that we can win souls to Jesus Christ. When we walk with Almighty God, our walk with him is about bringing souls to Christ Jesus. Our walk with God is about stirring our children in the right direction and not the direction of the world. Saints, when you look around and see out in the world, we see children that are going astray. We see children that are raising themselves. We hear of children, we've had experience of them, that have come into the house of God and they have referenced the Bible. What's that book? Or they've said things that are very negative to Almighty God. But we as the people of God that are walking with Almighty God must show forth the praises of him who has set us free from this old dark world.
Amen.
Praise our God. People need to see that we're living for Jesus Christ. They need to see that we love the Lord, that we've been chosen by God, that we've been declared holy and beloved and righteous, and that we live for Jesus Christ in a dark world that we are living in right now. That our lives, yes, identify with Jesus Christ. Praise our God.
Amen.
You see, I know that many don't want to hear messages such as this about how they ought to live, but we ought to live so that we can live again when we die.
Right.
Praise our God. On Friday evening, we were listening in to the saints of Zanesville. And Sister Lindsay, she spoke and quoted this scripture found in Ephesians, the 4th chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. She said these words, the word of God says, Paul says, I, and speaking of Paul, he said, therefore the prisoner of the Lord. You know, Paul was incarcerated at the time that he wrote this scripture. He said, I, therefore the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you. You see, Paul is speaking to each and every one of us individually. You might say, Sister Renee, this was written to the church at Ephesus. Yes, however, It was written for our learning and our admonition that we will know what God wants us to know so it can be applied in our day and time in which we are living. Paul was encouraging us to walk in the right path. He said, I therefore the prisoner of the Lord beseech, meaning Paul was begging you. He said, you, that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. We are to walk worthy, saints of God, of this Christian walk that you and I are in, this believer's walk that we are called in. He went on to say, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. Oh, saints of God, we've got to get it right. We've got to get it right in this world right now in which we live. We've got to walk with all lowliness. We've got to have meekness. We've got to have long suffering. Oh, there are times in this world, even right in our own home, we are going to have long suffering. Why are you saying that, Renee? Sister Renee, because the word of God says to you and I that you're enemies may be of even of our own household. There are sometimes we might be living in a home that we may be the only one that stays in the home, and we may have to come up against something, but we've got to do it with all lowliness and all meekness and all long suffering, forbearing one another in love. Then he went on to say endeavoring, meaning you and I've got to do all that we can to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace.
Amen.
Do you believe that this afternoon?
Amen.
Do you believe you've got to do all you can in Jesus Christ's name to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace?
Amen.
You see, if we want to make it into heaven, you and I are going to have to exercise the right walk with Almighty God. We're going to have to live according to the word of God. We're going to have to be consecrated like Noah was. The Bible says that Noah was perfect. This word means that Noah was upright. It carries the idea that not only was Noah, did Noah claim a relationship with the Lord, but he lived out a relationship with Almighty God. It's one thing to talk about being saved, but it's another thing to live in the life. Praise our God. You see, our loved ones and our neighbors are watching us. The Bible tells us not to judge one another, but we will still be tried and convicted in the hearts of those who are watching our lives. Do we believe that this afternoon? We don't want what we do to speak so loud that our loved ones cannot hear what we are saying. I was speaking with an individual the other day. They were asking me a series of questions, and I was answering them. And then they asked me, well, how do you know this? And I said to them, because I'm the pastor. And they just paused. And then my husband's niece, who receives our morning text, she started asking me some questions. I started telling her. And she said, you sound like a pastor. And I told her, I am.
Amen.
And she said, I thought so. I'm not bragging about myself. I'm just talking about what the Spirit of the Lord and what God has done for me.
Well,
saints of God, I've got to live it all to the glory and honor of God. My life gets challenged just like you because the devil is busy too. I have nothing to brag about. But I've been called by God, and I'm just like the Apostle Paul when he said these words. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, in verse 10. He said, but by the grace of God, Paul said, I am what I am. Do you believe you are what you are by the grace of God this afternoon?
Amen.
He said, which he was bestowed upon me was not in vain. Praise our God. And then in 1 Corinthians, turn with me there for a moment to the second chapter and look at what he says there in that scripture. Paul says, and I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. He said, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. Oh, Paul was letting them know. He said, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in what? Demonstration of the Spirit and power. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Is that where your faith stands this afternoon? You see, Noah was a consistent man. As we said, the Bible said that he walked with God. His walk was consistent with him. He wasn't hot one day and cold the next. He wasn't up one day and down and out the next. He just walked with the Lord day by day. Yeah, I know there are some days Noah probably felt better about one day over another, because we all go through that, saints of God. But Noah was consistent in his walk with Almighty God. There's no greater testimony than for you and I to be consistent in our walk with God. God saved us by grace. And now we're living a clean life. And our lives have to be consistent in our walk with him. There are some things that we still haven't accomplished in our lives. But I thank God that he's still working on us. Amen. I believe God is keeping us, saints of God, in these evil days in which we live right now. And we don't have to get out of source. But our salvation is on one way, and that is in Jesus Christ. And I know we know it well, where Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, our way is through Jesus Christ. Also, Noah, we're told in the word of God that Noah witnessed. In 2 Peter, the second chapter, it tells us there in verse 5, it calls him a preacher of righteousness. It means that while he was building the ark, he was telling a lost world that the end was coming. Are we telling that? Are we out there in the world right now telling those, our loved ones, that Jesus is coming back? He was telling them about a way of escape. See, back then, the way of escape was for them to get into the ark. He witnessed to them. He witnessed through his conduct. Look at what the Bible says about Noah. Turn with me to Genesis 6, and we're going to read 5 through 7. He says these words. It said, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Do you believe God is seeing the wickedness right now that is going on, saints? And that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Are we in this time right now? You see, God was displeased with it back then, and I believe God is displeased with it right now. He said, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made man. Oh, God was upset with the things that are going on back there. And I believe in my heart he's upset with it today too, amen, saints of God. And then look at verse 12 through 13. It said, and God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me. For the earth is filled with violence, my, through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. And then that's when he told him to make an ark of gopher wood. You think about it, saints of God, what God is looking at right now that is going on in our world and the things that are happening all around us. As you know the story of Noah, and I ask if you don't know it, read it in your leisure. Noah stuck with what God told him to do. He continued on and went and did the work of the Lord. We might say in our day and time that Noah stuck out like a sore thumb. But that's all right, saints of God. If we stick out like a sore thumb, let us stick out like a sore thumb. Let us show this world that there's a difference in the lifestyle when Jesus comes into your heart. We're told in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, we know it well, in verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Do you believe you're a new creature this afternoon? That old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And then Jesus tells us in Matthew, the 5th chapter, verses 13 through 16, these words. He said, ye are the salt of the earth. Do you believe that you are the salt of the earth? Do you believe that Jesus Christ lives and reigns within you? He said, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Then he went on to say, ye are the light of the world. Saints of God, that's where you and I are. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Then he tells you and I, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify who? Your Father, which is in heaven. Are we walking with God? Are we walking with the Lord? You see, the lifestyle Jesus lived out before us is one that we ought to desire as children of Almighty God. Whether you're a father, whether you're a mother, whether you're a papa, mama, nana, grandma, aunt, or uncle, we ought to be witnesses to our loved ones. And that witness has to be through our conversation. We've got to share it through the world, to the world. Noah had a wonderful testimony because for 120 years, Noah worked and preached. And after all of his efforts, the only converts he had were the members of his own family. Praise our God, 8 souls. What a wonderful testimony. What a wonderful testimony. Saints of God, yes, people do notice our lives. Our children are noticing our lives. Let you and I stay the course. Don't get, as Paul says in Galatians 6, verse 9, weary in well-doing. But let us continue to run on for Almighty God. Let us be steady in our commitment to the things of Almighty God. We're told in 1 Peter 2, that we can silence our critics. Verse 15 says, for so is the will of God, that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. Let us run on, saints, for the Lord. Let us continue to do the work of the Lord. Noah had a good testimony. He had a testimony that he walked with the Lord. When he entered into the ark, he entered in with his sons and his wives and their wives, and they followed him in. Why? Because they believed in what he believed in. Because they believed in him. His family knew that his walk with the Lord was genuine, and they respected him for the man that he was. And you may say to me, Sister Renee, how do you know? I say, did you compare it to his nephew Lot? In Genesis, the 19th chapter. Mm-hmm. How did he win their respect? How did Noah win their respect? Because Noah lived for him. But when you read about his nephew Lot, you see that his family, it tells us in that 19th chapter, verse 8, it says, behold, now I have 2 daughters. And this is what he was trying to say to those men that had came up there to wanted to have his sons. He said, which have not known men, let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as is good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. And then in verse 14 it says, and Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed, look at these words, but he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. Why? Because they didn't see the example mm-hmm. in Lot that was in Noah. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
Sisters, I know this message was for the brethren or toward the fathers in recognition of Father's Day. But however, I trust that there was something said in it for you and I this morning.
Amen.
Allow the Spirit of the Lord to speak to us, so that we will walk according to the word of God. In closing, turn with me to Romans, the 13th chapter. And look at what it says there. In verse 12, it says these words. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Mm-hmm. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light.
Yes.
Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy, but put you on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof.
Amen.
On this day and every day, let us walk with God. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you is my prayer, and happy Father's Day.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Thank God for his word. Amen. Amen. The Father's walk with God. And if we are to have a hope beyond this world, we have to walk with God. Amen. Thank God for the word this morning. Amen. Truly, truly food for our souls. And we can see that even as the word of God says, there is nothing new under the sun.
Amen.
And the way that God required mankind to walk back in the early ages,
yes.
He requires us to walk now. Amen. Just thinking that there's a song that we sing, Humble Thyself to Walk with God. There's a verse that says, just as the Lord in the world's early ages walked and communed with the prophets and sages, he will come now if we meet the conditions. Humble thyself to walk with God.
Amen.
Thank God. And so as Pastor Jenkins said, she said that for Father's Day, but she hoped that something was said. Oh, everything that was said applies to all of us. Amen. Thank God. Because we saw what happened as she made the comparison between Noah and the godly example that he was to his family and the result of how his family was saved compared to Lot, who in the beginning pitched his tent towards Sodom to start with, putting his family in an environment that was not helpful for them. And it was then influenced them and his sons-in-law, even as he tried to warn them. But in that environment, having already put them in that situation, they said the scripture said he seemed as one that mocked. And so we see the result that happened to his family. So we have to walk with God. We have to be examples of the believers. We always put in requests for our loved ones and our neighbors and so on. So we have to be examples. We have to walk, as the scripture said, worthy of the vocation wherewith we have been called. Thank God for this message. This message applies to all of us.
Amen. Amen.
What shall we sing?
143. In the morning.
In the evening light, shall we stand and turn to number 143? The evening light hymnal, number 143.
I am the Lord's. At the end of the song, that first verse, mm-hmm. I am the Lord's, I know. Do you know that?
Amen.
Because this is a know-so. It's often been said this is a know-so salvation. You have to know.
Amen. Whether I live or
and hide. Or in the valley low, still doth he care for me. I am the Lord, I know.
Amen. Amen. We have to be diligent to make our calling and election sure. Mm-hmm. We have to, you have to be able to say, I am the Lord's,
I know.
Amen. There cannot be uncertainty there. The word has been preached. Mm-hmm. Be sure of your walk with the Lord. Amen. This song is saying, no matter what my circumstances in life, whether I live or die, whether I wake or sleep, no matter where I am, said whether upon the land or in the stormy deep, we could even say if I'm in an airplane, wherever I am, whether it's serene and calm or if there are storms blowing around me in my life, we cannot be afraid. Trust God and know that you are his. And if you know that you are his, he will care for you. Amen. The third verse said, when I am safe at home, and in these perilous times, even at home, people are shooting and bullets are flying in through windows and flying through walls. So the only safe place is in the Lord.
Amen.
Physically, there is no safe place as far as the perilousness of our times. But spiritually, we can be, when we says, when I am safe at home, if we're at home in the Lord, then we are safe. It says, or in a foreign land, when on an ice-bound shore or on a sunlit strand, whatever, no matter where we are. And whether, even in a spiritual sense, if we're on the mountaintop or in the valley. And because there will be mountaintop experiences that we'll have in our Christian experience, there will be bottom of the valley experiences that we will have when it seems like things are coming against us and when it seems like things are piling on, when the enemy seems to be attacking us, accusing us. But it says, still doth he care for me. You have to have that assurance that no matter what's happening, that the Lord will care for you. And in order to have that assurance, we've got to make sure that we're right with him. We have to be sure that the thing that we're going through is not the chastisement of the Lord.
That
it's just something that's coming on us, perhaps to benefit someone else's soul, for us to bear it patiently, that someone else may see that God is real in our life. Mm-hmm. But we have to be sure that it's not a chastisement on the Lord, and that the Lord is punishing us or chastening us because we've gotten out of the will of God. And even if it's his chastening, he's doing it because he loves us. Still doth he care for me. You can say, I am the Lord's, I know. Amen. We want to make our calling and election sure. We want to be sure that we are his. Amen. Amen. Is there anyone who would like to be remembered in prayer before we sing that last verse?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to be sure.
Yeah.
Amen. I want to know.
Amen.
But so I want to know that he will welcome me there. I do not want to be denied. I want to see him in that city so fair and ever there with him abide. I want to know that he will welcome me.
Amen.
Amen. I don't want to hear depart from me.
Amen.
I want to know.
Remember
we
me.
Want to be sure. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We'll see that last verse.
Amen.
Nothing shall separate from his unbounded love, neither in death be old, nor in the heart.
song poet said, I am the Lord's, I know, for all eternity. We cannot be the Lord's except it be for all eternity. Amen. We have to settle it. Settle it now. Make a determination. Be resolved. Amen. As the song said, live or die, I am the Lord's.
Amen.
Praise our God. Amen. We thank God for the word today. Thank God for his messenger through whom he sent the word. So we're going to look to the Lord in prayer, remembering all of the upraised hands, because living for the Lord is serious, serious business. Very serious. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. And dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your word this day. We thank you, dear God, for your well-preached word, dear God, which fed our souls, dear God, and encouraged us, dear God, and enlightened us, dear God, and exhorted us, dear Father, to press on, dear God, Lord, to walk for thee, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to stand, dear God, on your word, because, Lord, we want to know. We want to be sure, dear God, that we are in the center of your will. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for our pastor, dear God. Lord, who you anointed this morning to preach your eternal word. Father, we pray, dear God, your continued blessings upon her, dear God. Strengthen her, dear God. Lead, God, and direct her, dear God, for truly she is the watchman on the wall, dear God, watching for our souls. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to be subject to your word, dear God, as it was preached, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear God, to be obedient in all things, dear God, to your spirit and to your word. Lord, you saw our upraised hands, dear God, where, Father, we don't want to fail you, dear God. Lord, because, Lord, we know if we fail you, we fail ourselves, dear Father.
Amen.
So, Lord, help us, dear God, Lord, to get anchored in your word, dear Father. Lord, so that we may know, we may have the assurance, dear God, from thee and from your spirit, Lord, that we can say, I know I'm your child, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would bless us, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that each ear that heard your word, dear Father, each heart that heard your word today, dear God, Lord, may be touched by it, dear God, may be governed by your word, dear Father. Lord, we'll surrender, dear God, to your word, knowing that it is truth, dear God, and it is the light that we must walk in. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you remember each soul, dear Father. And, Lord, those, dear God, who may have been listening, dear God, online, dear Father, Lord, who don't know you in the pardon of their sins, Lord, we pray, dear God, that they would give serious consideration to your word, dear God. Lord, we know, dear Father, that God, you ordained for godly fathers, Lord, to bring up their children, dear God. And, Father, if there are those out there who are fathers who don't know you, Lord, Father, we just urge, we beg of them, dear God, to surrender to you, dear God, that they may know how to raise their own children, dear God, Lord, in meekness and fear of thee, that they may bring up their children in the nurture and admonition of our dear Lord. Now have your way in our lives, dear God, and truly, dear Lord, we're going to give you the glory, and all the praise shall be thine. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and once again, Lord, we just thank you for your eternal word. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
Father, Lord, come to your divine space. Lord, you said the prayer of faith today is in the Lord's grace. And so, Lord, we're coming to God because we know, Lord, that you are a healer. We know, dear God, that you're able to touch, you're able to heal, Lord, even when there are infirmities or afflictions, dear God, that come upon our bodies, Lord, that we don't even know. It's where they came from or why they came. But Lord, we know their God that you're able to touch and you're able to heal.
Amen.
So Lord, we're coming to you, your God's faith is pretty coming together with your disability. Father, you know about the heart of the heart is swollen, your God. Lord, we don't know what it is, Lord. We don't know what it's over you, Lord, or vice, your Father, or what it is, but Lord, we know you. And when we have this spirit of healing, dear God, each and every one of us, dear God, has touched short of you at one time or another, dear God, where you touch and you heal, dear God, and you gave you the glory.
Yes.
And so, Lord, we're going to give you the glory now, dear God,
yes,
because our faith looks up to be knowing, dear God, that you're able to touch your arm, dear God.
Yes.
Lord, we're going to give to you, dear God, and Lord, we're not going to worry, dear God. We're not going to be concerned, dear God, about what it might be, dear God.
Yes.
We're not going to suppose this, suppose that, dear God. But Lord, we're going to believe in your hands, dear God. Lord, dear God, that you're able to touch us, you're able to take the swelling down, dear God.
Yes,
and Lord, you're able to take away the soreness in his ear, Father.
Amen.
And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would do, dear God, Lord, what is best and what is right. Lord, you know what she needs, her arm, dear God.
Yes.
And Father, we know, dear God, that you're able to touch her, Lord. She's your child, dear God. And she's trusting you, dear God. And she will use it to your glory and to your honor. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what we know that you are able to do, dear God. And we know, dear God, that Sister Belinda will give you the glory and honor for it all. And she will testify, Lord, in the touch that others may also believe.
Amen.
If we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
And isn't it good to know that the Lord Jesus can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities?
Amen.
Our announcements for Sunday, June 19th, Father's Day. Amen. Already. We have a card that says, thank you. Dearest saints, it is always a privilege and an honor to be asked to come share a word from the Lord. For my wife coming home, a blessing to baptize one who has decided to follow Jesus, Brother Matthew Johnson. Likewise, a special thank you for the beautiful bag and goodies for us both. Our thoughts and prayers. Minister Allen and Sister Francine Scott. Amen. Our meditation. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Amen. So we're never alone, are we? We're all members one of another. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints. that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Choir rehearsal next Sunday following morning service. November turkey giveaway canister is always available for donations. Cake will be served for Father's Day and June birthdays following morning service. You see that? The subject of that sentence was cake. Amen.
Sister Regina.
Amen. Amen. Wednesday Bible study at 7 p.m. by phone. And please remember to turn your phone off 1 hour before service, then turn it back on. And please mute your phone and pray for Brother Byron Johnson. And I thank God because my phone just, this is the first time, was just acting up. Had been acting up earlier in the day, and I shut it down and left it shut down for 2 or 3 hours. And it was charged and brought it back up, and still it was spotty. And because when Pastor Jenkins called me, and normally Brother Byron and Sister Holmes are already there, I was trying to talk to them, and I was in and out, and then they could hear every third word that I was saying. And so that's why at the end I said to Brother Byron, my phone has been acting up, so if I start to pray and it goes out, someone pick up, and that's exactly what happened. And so I thank God that Brother Byron, and so when you didn't hear me anymore, it just, my phone just acted up. And I thank God that that's how we're knitted together. And one can just pick right up and keep right on praying. And so I thank God for that. And so pray for my phone, Lord's will, for this Wednesday. Amen.
Number the devil.
That's all. Amen. Happy birthday blessings, Sister Laurencine Johnson, June 21st. Happy anniversary blessings, Brother and Mrs. Byron Johnson, June 19th. And I'm so glad to be able to read this because for a number of years it would say Sister and Mister. It says Sister and Mister, but now it says Brother and Sister Maurice Blake, June 21st. I'm so thankful, Brother and Sister Maurice Blake. Thank God. Amen. Amen. And you notice that both, there are two dates in there, the 21st. So Sister Laurencine's birthday is the 21st, and our anniversary is the 21st. Thank God.
Both on Tuesday.
Yeah, both on Tuesday. Amen. Bus drivers for June. We thank God for blessing Sister Millicent and Brother Mann for today, for driving for today. We thank God for keeping them safe. And we will be lifting up Sister Melita in prayer as she is scheduled to drive on next Lord's Day, which will be the last Sunday in June. My. Mm-hmm. The Lord lets us see it. Okay.
Wow.
Our thought for today, well done is better than well said. Amen again. Amen. Thank God for Father's Day, and I know that Sister Millicent is waiting in the wings here to bring something good and something special for Father's Day.
Olivia, Brent, Tatum, Grant, that's a little, Olivia, come on. Olivia, come around.
The little ones.
Olivia. Oh, she says the Jenkins boys have to read something.
Grant.
Oh, who's reading? Matthew in London?
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.